Tom from Auckland in New Zealand.
Tom, this is the first time you've done this?
Yes.
And the longest you've run before here is how far?
I ran 120 kilometers in a 24-hour race, which I think is about 80 miles.
Okay, and that was how long ago?
2 years ago.
So, Tom, you know this thing exists here, a six-day race. It doesn't scare you, or it scares you and makes you excited, or when you were thinking about doing this, what was your feeling?
I had a combination of feelings. It was kind of excitement, but also, you know, a bit of trepidation at the thought of what I was going to encounter. But overall, it was a good feeling that it was going to be an opportunity to make a lot of progress.
Well, that's hard to measure for most of us, but how do you see this progress? I mean, obviously you're done more mileage, but is there something subtle that you feel has happened inside?
I think the main thing is being able to detach yourself from the problems that you encounter, the pain and suffering and boredom and all that sort of stuff, and being able to separate yourself from it. Feel that it's not, it doesn't really belong to you, it's just something that you're observing.
Is there anything else you've ever done where you've had that kind of feeling of detachment? I mean, is there anything to compare to that kind of experience that you get here?
It's very similar to meditation, where you're also trying to, you know, go beyond the things that are bugging you in your everyday life.
When folks back in Auckland, and I mean not people who are used to these kind of things, when they said, well, what are you going to do in New York? And you said, well, I'm going to run for 6 days. Did you get kind of funny reactions about that?
Yeah, I think most people don't sort of register what you're actually talking about. They just can't sort of comprehend it. And then other people, you know, can be quite encouraging. Sometimes they're sort of astounded at the thought of it. Yeah, so range of reactions.
Well, now you're literally, you've got less than 24 hours to go. I mean,
yeah.
Is there something you'd like to see happen between now and then, tomorrow at noon?
Yeah, I'd like to be able to continue making more progress and feel that, you know, during this race is an opportunity to become a better person, and hopefully I can, you know, continue to do that so that when the race finishes I've evolved from, you know, who I was before to someone who's got more detachment and peace and inner qualities.
We are, Dipali just ran by, and of course she's from the next nation over from yours.
The West Island.
The West Island. This is the first time you've got a chance to see somebody like that and some of the other runners in action.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself doing that, or that's they're just another kind of creature altogether?
Dipali and you know, those really good runners, I think they have a lot of natural talent, which I don't have. But I think, you know, whatever your range of talent in this event, everybody can get something out of it, you know. Even if you're 75 or 25, it's an opportunity for everybody.
When I came across you just a minute ago, you looked like you were in a really stiff and a lot of pain. Is that true?
I was, until somebody, one of the other runners lent me a pair of tights, which has actually been really helpful. It's just totally taken away a lot of the pain, because it seems to have warmed up my legs, which is something I'll remember next time, is to actually bring some warm leggings.
I mean, so literally, I mean, people have given you advice, maybe even Darbhashana for that matter, but the little technical things could make a big difference next time.
Yeah, they can. It was really hard preparing for this race because I didn't know what to bring. And I actually spent a lot of time figuring out what I needed, And still, there's so many things that I didn't foresee and will be able to, you know, prepare for better next time.
Well, just give me some of the things that you didn't foresee that actually you had to confront. I mean, that surprised you.
Let's see. Well, there was the bringing more warm clothes. Bringing more. I only brought like two t-shirts. I probably needed more than that. Maybe I didn't really recognize how long it is. 6 days. You kind of want lots of pairs of everything. That's all I can think about at the moment.
Okay. It's a little early yet to ask, but I mean, do you see yourself here again next year?
Yeah, I think I'd like to come back after doing a lot of training and maybe try the 10-day.
So let's up the ante from 6 to add another 4 days onto that.
Yeah, well, I think I'm just starting to get used to it. So
I mean, sort of after 5 days,
yeah,
and so many hours that you're just getting an idea of how it all works here.
Well, in the beginning, it's quite strange to just be walking around, running around a loop, but then you know, humans are very adaptable, so after a while, it just becomes normal, and I think definitely those changes I was talking about before, I could definitely go a lot deeper if I had more time here.
Did you realize it would be so much of a kind of a family or community out here like it is?
I did get a sense of that, but there's really nothing quite like it. The community and the solidarity here. Everyone's so helpful, everyone's really kind and supportive. It's great.
Now, you mentioned before that meditation is a way of separating yourself from the problems that we have, and something similar happens here, but do you think that you've had profound moments or experiences that have been like meditation plus running, and that it's all mixed into one big thing of inner peace?
Yeah, I actually have had, I mean, I practice meditation myself, and I've had little, actual sort of little meditations happening spontaneously while I run sometimes. And in addition to that, I mean, there are things I've started to notice, you know, more beauty around here. There's lots of bright colours, you know, that tree there is really, with the pink flowers, it's really bright, you know, there is a lot of beauty here. And even through the pain and suffering and all those problems, is, you know, it's good. It's just good to be alive and have, you know, that's what we should be grateful for, just being.
Thank you so much. Thank you.